Look, we're all very excited about getting vaccinated, and we all take the selfies. Well, you have to take the selfie while you're getting injected, because that's how the 5G works, of course. Very tongue-in-cheek. But we're all very excited, and we're posting the pictures, and we're posting our locations, and we are posting our vaccination cards. But some security experts are saying it's probably not the best thing to do so. Dwayne Nickel is a Mimecast cybersecurity expert. He joins me now on the line. Dwayne, thanks so much for coming on to the show. Of course, we love our lives via social media. Whatever we do, we post it online to show and inform our friends. And a lot of people are posting their vaccination cards. Many of them not covering up the most important details, and that's quite worrying.
Yeah, morning, listen. Thanks for having me. I think it's obviously unprecedented times, and we're seeing more and more of these examples pop up all over social media. It's a very dangerous line to walk. You know, on the one hand, you've got so much misinformation about the vaccine that, you know, typically you want to get people excited about the vaccination and, you know, posting it on social media for friends and family to see that it's safe and it's, you know, it's the way forward. But on the other hand, you know, people are unfortunately not taking the right precautions when posting those things online. And unfortunately, it's giving cyber criminals a much wider attack surface to look at as they build out their attacks on unsuspecting people.
Look, you paint a scary scenario when you briefed us about why it is probably not wise, but you create a fictional character called Bob, and Bob posts his vaccination card online for his friends and family to see. It has his name, his ID number on there. It tells us when he had his first jab and when he's expected to get his second. That's more than enough information for a cybersecurity or a thief to steal that and to use it for nefarious gains.
Absolutely. I mean, a cyber criminal, when he sees that kind of information freely available posted online, I mean, he starts smacking his lips, right? So, you know, what's a scary prospect is just, number one, how easy this information is accessed online on our own social media platforms. And number two is obviously the devastation that can happen with that information. I mean, you start painting that into an ultra scary scenario, which has happened, is I've now got someone's ID number, I've got their name, their personal, all their personal information. But most importantly, I know when that person is going to be going to the second vaccination date. So people can manipulate that information, utilize a cell phone number, send a fraudulent SMS to that user mentioning that there's a small co-payment that needs to happen pre that date, or to meet them at this specific area, at this specific venue, or whatever the case is. And I mean, you can only imagine how devastating that could be for personal security. You know, that becomes a very scary prospect as well.
Dwayne, it sounds like a heck of a lot of work just to get into someone's account or maybe to fraudulently gain some ill-gotten gains. But we forget that these are criminals' actual jobs. In terms of, you want to talk about syndicate, it's not just one person. It's probably a whole lot of people sitting in one room with plenty of computers whose literal job it is to scour the internet for people's personal information.
Absolutely. And I mean, the syndicates some of the syndicates that we've seen in the past are crazy, right? We've got some close ties with investigative bodies that have mentioned that there's 400 to 500 people working in an office block in Sandton, you know, hackers for hire. You know, how scary is it that someone comes to work, clocks out, has a leave schedule, has medical aid benefits and a retirement annuity, but in actual fact, they're criminals, right? That's how scary this stuff scales. I think, you know, taking a step back, I think what's extra scary is, you know, you mentioned that around being people's jobs, and the job is to get a target to do something. The problem is that job is so quick in terms of the information people can access online on a specific target. So once I've got this Bob's, ID number and all that information, I start obviously planning a larger attack. And maybe Bob works at a big bank, or Bob works at a massive healthcare vendor, or whatever the case may be. You know, my next target is not just Bob and his family and his friends and, you know, some of his money. My target becomes Bob's entire company. And that's very simple, right? With very, you know, very simple searches on the internet, you know that, you know, typically people use the same password across 70% of their login profiles. which means that if I can somehow access Bob's email address and his password, I will try and access about 100 to 200 different applications and until I get a match. And typically, and really scarily, I will get access to 5 or 6 of those applications. And that's not about your personal exposure or hack. That you actually...
Dwayne, I think that we are losing you there, but I think we get the gist of it, is that get vaccinated, be excited, post a picture, but just don't post a picture of your vaccination card. Or if you do, you know, cover up the most important information, your full name, your ID number that's on that card, maybe even when you are getting the dates for your next vaccination. Try and limit the amount of personal information that you put out there. Zuki says, oh my goodness, identity theft after a vaccination will just give more information to the conspiracy theorists who will see this as proof that the vaccines are a way of tracking us. No, I think that's just people's silliness. We share and we overshare a lot of our information. And sometimes it's quite shocking. If you were to search yourself, and I have at times searched myself, and even my ID number, and I found out my ID number was available on a PDF document of a registration of journalists that someone who worked in government forgot to take offline. That's when you were applying for accreditation, I think, for a State of the Nation address 1 year. And then we had to remind them, look, you can't have our personal information out there. So maybe it's just a warning to us. Be excited about your vaccination, about your milestones, but just be more cautious about what personal identifying information is on those pictures and those photographs when you post them online.